Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and this is episode 2 of my self-love series. Today, we're going to be talking about self-awareness. So, I've come to realize that whenever you are in a certain state of mind, it can alter the way that you show up in reality. So what I mean by that is, say for example, if you're overthinking and it just started out with one thought and then it connected to another one, and then next thing you know, you're in your head for like 20 minutes and you don't even realize. And then once you come back to reality and you pay attention to your surroundings, you realize that you weren't even a part of the environment because you were in your head. It's almost like you teleport to a completely different world. And then you start to kind of, I guess, beat yourself up about that, which leads into more overthinking. So it's really just a cycle of not being aware of your thought processes, or being overly aware of your thought processes, because I tend to think that, and I sometimes have a struggle with overthinking myself, but I tend to think that whenever you overthink, that is hyper awareness, and that's just being intensely sensitive to every little part of your environment, to the point where, so for example, say you see an ant on the ground, and it's like you're looking at it through a magnifying glass, and then you zoom it out, and then you're looking at the tile that is walking around, or the ground that is walking on, and then you zoom that out, and then you're looking around at the grass and stuff, that's so you can't really see the ant as much, and then you zoom out even more, and now you're looking at the trees around it, and you can't see the ant anymore, and then you zoom all the way out to the point where you just see the sky and the whole landscape, and you still can't see the ant because you're not close to it anymore. And that's what I would like to describe overthinking as, is the environment that you're in is the ant. And then you say somebody says something, and you're thinking about the conversation, and instead of you responding to the conversation, you start thinking about, well, why did this person ask this question, or I wonder what this meant, or blah blah blah. And the more that you go deeper into your head, the more that you're zooming out, and you can't even see the environment that you're in anymore. So I said all that to say that being aware of yourself and the parts of yourself that need improvement is very important, because if you can't necessarily blame situations or circumstances for your part in it, if that makes sense. If you play a part in why things might have went a certain way, you have to kind of just be honest with yourself and upfront with yourself about everything, and taking it as a learning experience. So with overthinking, you're learning to pay attention to the present and be more rooted in the present as well, versus you removing yourself from situations based on like you being uncomfortable or whatever the case is. So some things that help you with self-awareness is, it say if you do end up getting into your head about something, ask yourself why. What was it about this situation that caused this type of thought process to happen? And once you decide what that is, then you decide to show up back into your reality in the way that you originally intended to, versus you overthinking and going deeper into yourself and further away from everything and everyone else around you. So just choosing not to let the thoughts go as far as they need to. So overanalyzing a situation more than it needs to be. Another way of being self-aware is, or another circumstance to be self-aware of, is your emotions. And emotional intelligence is very important. And it's pretty much the ability to dissect what is causing certain emotions and what could be triggering certain things for you. So, for example, if you are having a conversation with someone, right, and they say something to you and it just frustrates you so much, and you were doing just fine before this person said what they said, but it just bothered you to the point where you reacted in a certain way, and instead of you trying to understand why you reacted in that way, you're so stuck on the fact that, no, this person intentionally tried to offend me, and blah, 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 blah. And it just causes things to worsen over time, because now you're not even thinking about the initial thing that irritated you. Now the situation has escalated, and you're not even able to like regulate what caused it to happen in the first place. So your emotions are a key indicator of really how much you've healed from a lot of situations. I know for me, there's been plenty of situations where I might have reacted a certain way in that moment, and then I sat down later to analyze things and I thought it through and I was like, oh my gosh, like, what happened? What caused this part of me to come out, a part of me that I haven't either experienced in a long time, or a part of me that I didn't even know existed? We end up kind of digging into parts of ourselves that we might have hidden away for our own protection as well, but they're always gonna follow you if you don't choose to address them, and if you don't choose to move forward with your healing from those things, you're either gonna keep attracting the same things, or you're just gonna keep having the same reactions to the same things and repelling everything away from you that you deserve to have in your life and that you deserve to experience. So all of these things that I've said are things that I personally am learning about myself. And one of the last things that I want to leave off with is holding yourself accountable for your lack of self-awareness. Whenever someone brings something to your attention, they're bringing it to your attention as a way of either helping you or a way of opening up to you and expressing to you certain concerns. And whenever that piece in your head or in your chest or whatever pops up that is irritated by what they're saying, that is your opportunity to either take accountability for the parts of the situation that you were affecting, or you could choose to ignore it and continue the cycle and kind of just like pile on a lot of resentment towards situations over time because you haven't taken the time to really understand why things bothered you and triggered you. So being accountable is not always the easiest thing to do, but it teaches you a level of trust to have within yourself to be able to regulate through tough situations in a more productive way and in a way that leads to your overall growth. So that is all for this episode. We're on this journey together, and that's really why I wanted to start this series, because I feel like for a while I started kind of distancing myself from my podcast because I didn't really resonate with certain things anymore, or I just got to a point where it was just so much personal stuff going on that I didn't know what I wanted to share. But that is the whole point of why I started this, is to practice being vulnerable and to practice opening up to the world and helping other people that might feel alone to not feel alone with situations. So yeah, let's heal together. It's 2024. But that is all for today. I will leave off by saying that something that helps to bring in self-awareness would be journaling. Getting everything out on paper and visually seeing your thoughts. And it's kind of just like transporting it on out of your head so that it's a sense of release from you keeping everything cluttered. So try it out, and I will see you next time. Bye.